Governor Sean Parnell today vetoed the bill that would have separated oil taxes from natural gas taxes. It was originally proposed after economic analysts found that under current market conditions and taxes, the state risked losing as much as $2 billion a year in revenue once gas is in the pipe. In vetoing it, the governor said it was the equivalent of a tax increase on the oil industry.
It also destabilizes our economic environment as we're headed into two open seasons. And finally, our Attorney General's opinion was that it was not necessary at this time, that at any time across the next 10 years, the legislature has the ability to change tax regimes. And so there's no reason to change it now and then change it again later after the open seasons.
The veto came the day before TransCanada Pipeline and ExxonMobil begin the first open season offering shipping rights on a state-licensed gas line from the North Slope to Canada. The state's AGIA statutes guarantee there will be no change in the tax structure for the first 10 years of the line's operations. The principal supporter of the bill, Senate Finance Co-Chair Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, says the bill was trying to avoid that lockdown by removing the quandary of combined oil and gas taxes that in effect subsidize each other.
The net effect of the Treasury is substantial reduction, erasing under the current environment today of $80 oil and a little over $4 natural gas. We'd be losing a couple billion dollars a year or more. We'd lose all of our gas revenue and a good chunk of our oil, about a third of our oil revenue. We'd be better off to shut the gas line down.
With the tax guarantees going into effect for those who accept the first open season offering tomorrow morning, Stedman says it's too late for any further legislative action. He says the anomaly in the tax structure still needs to be fixed, but it will not likely come before the legislature until tax decisions need to be made on the project.
In the future, when there is fiscal terms brought into the legislature from whoever the administration is at the time, I think the legislature's ability to understand the complexities of the oil and gas in a relationship is substantially advanced, and that the future governor is going to have a very difficult time selling the legislature on a proposal that impacts the Treasury at such a severe impact that we'd be better off not even building the gas line.
The bill became the most controversial measure before the legislature this year and only passed in the closing hours of the session.